Emma Wallace with KFRM, and I'm here with the U.S. Wheat Associates with Rhonda Larson. Rhonda, can you tell us what's happening with the U.S. wheat market?
Well, it can be all over the ballpark, I guess. Right now, it's been pretty stable in the last few months. You know, when the war first broke out, of course, we had this big blip on the screen, and then it kind of went down again. But we continue to sell a lot of wheat overseas. We have a lot of people, a lot of staff that's boots on the ground, and they're out there working every day to sell wheat. We have wheat to sell. It's high-quality wheat, and try to sell as much as we can.
Rhonda, can you tell us more about what U.S. Wheat Associates is doing for the farmer?
Well, by selling wheat overseas, they're trying to increase our prices and also getting our wheat to market so we can keep producing wheat. We don't get the wheat out because we export a lot of wheat. Then we would just have a ton of wheat here in the States. So in order for us to make money with wheat and to continue to produce wheat, we have to have overseas markets. And that's what U.S. Wheat, that's their niche. That's what they do.
Rhonda, is there anything that you can tell us more about the exporting of wheat overseas?
All I know is, like, when you go to like, the Black Sea area, which we don't sell a lot of wheat over there just because of the logistics of transportation. And if you look where it is from where we are, it's a lot. And then, of course, now the ships that do go in and out of there have to be extremely insured just to get their ship in and out. So it gets too costly. U.S. wheat isn't cheap. It's not the cheapest wheat out there, but it's the best. So there are some markets that they just can't afford our wheat. It's reality.
Well, I've been speaking with Rhonda with U.S. Wheat Associates, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.